Okay. Today's daf is daf Chaf Ches. So we are going to try to finish Chaf Ches and do half of Chaf Tes. Because when Rav Meir Shapiro designed the daf Yom, he put Tisha B'Av as a daf. We're not sure why he did that. I heard once because L'Asad Lavo, Tisha B'Av will be a Yontif. So daf Yom, of course, will continue L'Asad Lavo also. Have share from Mashiach himself. So he put it in there to get ready as a Hachana. So, having said that, but we can't learn on Tisha B'Av, so we're a little stuck, so we try to make up. So hopefully we'll finish half of Chav Ches and half of Chav Tes today, and then the rest of Chav Tes, and hopefully most of Lamed tomorrow. Then Tisha B'Av will be with Abel, and then Monday morning we're back on schedule. That's the plan. Let's see if we can hopefully do it. Today's shir is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsburg, L'Nishmas Menachem Yaakov Ben Aaron Baruch Halevi. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that if a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen and the Kohen goes off away, she can continue to eat Truma on the assumption that he's still alive. Why? Because there's a Chazakah that he's still alive. So that's what the Mishnah said. She can continue to eat Truma assuming he's still alive. Right? The halacha is if she doesn't have any children and he dies, then she can no longer eat Truma. So there's no children and we're assuming he's still alive. So we're up to Rami. Rami le Abaya le Rabba. So Abaya asks the following question to Rabba. Wait a minute. Our Mishnah said, Tanan ha-mevi get. If somebody brings a get. V'hinicho zakein o'chola, no sein lo, v'hu b'cheskas shu kayim. If an elderly or a sick person sends a get, it can be delivered to the wife, assuming on the chazaka that he's still alive, even though he's elderly and sick. Ay v'raminhu. If someone says to his wife, here's your get, and it'll kick in 1 minute, 1 moment before I die, why does he do that? He does that because he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibam. But he doesn't want to divorce her now. He wants to stay married to her. They get along, they like each other, it's a good marriage, but they don't have any children, and he doesn't want her to fall to Yibam to the brother. So he writes such a get. The get is chal right now. I'm writing it right now, but it's chal 1 moment before my death. So you know what? Let's say she's a kohen. Let's say she's married to a kohen. Asura le'echol trumiyat. She has to stop eating truma right now. Why does she have to stop eating truma right now? We just said, our Mishnah said, we're not choshesh that the husband's going to die. Right? We're not choshesh the husband's going to die. We said, keep on going. Keep on eating truma. Keep on giving that get. When not choshes, the husband's going to die. And here, if you make such a tanai, you have to stop eating truma immediately. So Gemara answers, Amalei, truma agitin karamis? Are you trying to compare truma to get? Can't compare. It's apples and oranges. Why? Truma agitin, truma efsher. When it comes to truma, there's other things she could eat. She doesn't have to eat truma. Even kahanim didn't eat only truma. The only kahanim are allowed to eat truma. Only the family's allowed to eat truma. They don't have to eat truma. So we have a way out, not running into problems. What's the problem? The problem is she's going to be eating truma, and while she's chewing the truma, her husband's going to die. And if her husband dies, then the truma that she's chewing is, she's no longer a bas kohen. She's no longer the wife of a kohen. Why? She was divorced 15 minutes ago. Retroactively. So now she's a divorced woman eating truma. That's a big avera. That's a valid chashash. Get lo efsher. It's impossible to have a society where you cannot send a shliach to give a get. Rashi says, because of aguna reasons, it's impossible. We can't have a society like that. You have husbands that don't live in the same neighborhood as the wife. There's no way they're going to come to the town to give her the get in person. The only way is it's going to be easy to send it by shliach. We have no options.
But this case is not a case of either. It's a case of a person talking to a public side.
What?
I'm saying the question is from talking to a public side.
Right.
It's a new case that you're worried about a regular situation that someone's going to happen.
Right. So, I understand. In other words, in a regular case, we have no reason to change the chazaka. Healthy guy is giving his wife a get. Right. You're right. However, but we're talking about a chol and a zakein. And for them, for sure, for them not, and for anybody else. So the Gemara says, fine, I understand that's the difference. So you know what? Truma, truma. Virami, truma, truma. So let's do a question from truma to truma. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Bas Yisrael had a siwa l'kohen, a Bas Yisrael can continue eating truma. V'halabayachim dinas yom, achelas b'truma. And the husband goes off to sea, he goes off to a business trip somewhere, b'cheskat shehu kayim. She can continue eating truma on the assumption he's alive. Viraminhu, harezet giteich, hez, wait a minute. Someone says, hez your get. Sha'achas kodem misaso, one moment before, one doesn't mean 1 hour, it means a few minutes before I die, asur l'echol trumiyad. She has to stop eating truma right now. That's what's going on here. In the Mishnah said that if the husband goes off away, the wife can continue eating truma. Why? There's a chazakah that he's going to stay alive. However, when he says to her, here's your get, and the get's going to be chal, a moment before I die, she has to stop eating truma right now. Why? We're afraid he's going to die. So in the Mishnah, we're not choshish for dying. And in this case, this brisa, we are choshish for dying. What? Because you have a chazakah that you're alive. We don't change that chazakah unless we know otherwise.
Why don't we change it?
Because he's old. He's old and sick. What? I'm sorry. Because why are we changing it here?
Why are we cautious for the death in a case where it makes us?
That's the Gemara's question. That's exactly the Gemara's question. In the Mishnah, when Achoshesh, the guy goes off to be a reporter. He goes to the Olympics. So he goes to China. So he's going to be in China now. So can the wife back in New York eat truma? 100%. Achoshesh is going to die there. So how come when he gives her a get and says, the get's going to be chal a few minutes before I die, I don't want you falling to my rotten brother in Yibam, right? So I'll divorce you. But we're happily married right now, so I'll make the get predate. I'll make it tra'achas kodem misaso. So what's the halacha? She has to start eating truma right now. Why? Maybe he's going to die. And if he dies and she's in the middle of chewing, that's bad news. It's a big aveira. That's a zor eating truma. Thank you, Mechoshesh, for that. It's exactly the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ad Debered of Yitzchak. No. Shiny Hassam. It's not that Mechoshesh for death. It's a different reason. What's the reason? Shaharei Asra Alav Sha'achas Kodem Misaso. Because this truma is usher even when she's alive. Even when he's alive. It has nothing to do with that. Rashi says, La'olam lochashin l'mitha. You're not choshesh. You're right. We're not choshesh. But what is it? V'shayni hacha. Shari asra michayim sha'achas kodem misaso. It's also even when he's alive. U'b'chol shayta ikl svuke ba'hi shayta sha'asid l'yasar. Every minute, she has to think to herself, maybe this is going to be the minute.
Exactly.
1 minute. Rashi says, Rashi admits, V'shniya d'chikahu. It's a dochek answer. Why is it a dochek answer? The Gemara is going to say it's dochek because who said he's going to die first? Maybe she'll die first. Who said? Maski v'lor of Papa. Mimad ihu ma'iz b'reisha. Who said he's dying first? Dilma maybe. Ihi ma'iz b'reisha. Maybe she'll die first. In other words, even if we're not choshesh for Misa, even if we're not choshesh, still, if we're not choshesh for Misa, then who said this is going to be a valid chashash? So the Gemara is going to give a different answer, which is basically it's going to be it's a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. But before we get to that, just for 2 minutes, the Tiv Gittin has an unbelievable explanation of the Shakla Vatari here in this Gemara. He says as follows: we know that if you have a Suffolk Doraisa, you have to go L'Chumrah. But the Rambam holds that Nihug of if you have a Suffolk Doraisa going L'Chumrah, that's only Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, you really could be Mekel. But the Rabbanan said, if it's a case of Doraisa, be Machmer. But the Tiv Gittin says that that's not true if you're going to vada be over an Isser. For example, I have 2 pieces of meat. One's for sure treif, and one's not. I just don't know which one. So that is not a Suffolk Doraisa L'Chumrah. That would be a case of Min HaTorah, even the Torah would say you have to be Machmer here. Why? Because of Vada Yisra. Okay? You see where this is going?
No.
As opposed to...
Well, we have Bittel, right?
Yeah.
1 franc, 4 stars, 100 francs.
Yeah. Right. So then we'll go, that's not a suffix. Right, it's not a suffix. They only have two, I can't say bittel. Right? So one's vade osir, one's not. I don't know which one. So you have to be machmir, you can't, something d'oraisa. Is that d'oraisa, the rabbanon? That's d'oraisa. Why? Because it's a vade osir here. Okay? So far I didn't say anything to do with this gemara. Now, says it's tivgitin, what's going on here? Says that. So now the Gemara asks. Wait a minute. Since there's going to be a zman, when the woman will vadai be usher to eat truma. What's that going to be? That's going to be when he dies. Why? Because you could retroactively she's not going to eat truma. So there's a zman of vadai. Therefore, we have to be machmer. And it can't be compared to the case of our Mishnah, where he goes off to China. So if Papa answers, it's not true. Maybe he'll die first. Maybe she'll die first. So it's not a vadai. It's not like two pieces of meat. And if it's not a vadai, then we're back to the suffix. And you know what? So we allow the wife to eat truma, even though the husband's in China. This should be no different. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Amar Abaya, lo kasha, no kasha. Ha, Rab Meir, de lo chayesh lemitha, ha, Rab Yehuda, de chayesh lemitha. You know what? It's a machlokas. Are we choshesh for mitha? Our Mishnah said no. Our Mishnah said that if the husband goes off to sea, the wife can continue to eat truma. Maybe he's going to die. We're not choshesh for that. Rab Meir says, nobody lives forever, that's for sure true. However, there's a difference between nobody living forever and being choshesh for dying. We're not choshesh, someone's going to die. It'll happen. Yeah, it happens. It happens to everybody. But we're not choshesh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we are choshesh. That's the brisa. That's what the brisa said. She has to stop eating truma right now. Maybe he's going to die. Now, how do you know where does machloka show up? We had it already a few days ago. Didnan. Halokechayim ben akusim. If somebody buys wine from kusim, and he doesn't have any other jugs to put the miser and the truma in, so what does he do? Omri says, Shnei lugan shani asad lahafrish, two lugan in this barrel that I will be mafrish. Harehi truma, that's truma. Asara miser rishon, 10 lugan that I will be mafrish to be miser rishon, that should be miser rishon. And tisha miser sheni, and nine will be miser sheni. So it's 21 lugan out of the barrel of 100 that I can't drink. So I could drink 79 lugan and I got to leave 21 over. Why am I doing this? Because I don't have any other utensils to move it into. So it's staying here. You can do that. I can do that. Says Reb Meir, then Mechal, then you redeem the 21 Lugin on money. So now the money is Kodesh. You might have to pay a fifth to do that. Fine. Then Vishotz Miyad, then you can drink the whole barrel. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that's Reb Meir Shita. Why? Because it's not Choshesh that the barrel is going to break. Just like he's not choshesh, the barrel is going to break. He's not choshesh that somebody's going to die. He's not choshesh with these things. Wait till I'm abased, 1 minute. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, they Aser. You can't do this. Why? Because we said a few days ago, maybe the barrel's going to break. Maybe somebody's going to die. Same chashash. Okay? Now, Rava rejects this. Rava rejects this. We'll get back to this in a minute. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Shema meis lo chashinon. To say somebody died, that we're not choshesh. So when the husband goes off to China, the wife can continue to eat truma. Why? Because we don't choshesh someone died. So as long as he's over there, as long as we don't know anything otherwise, let her continue to eat truma. But Shema Yamus Chayshinon. Maybe somebody will die, that will choshesh. Everybody will die. That's a guarantee. As far as we know, that's a guarantee. Right? So somebody will die, that's a chashash. So therefore she can't eat truma. When the husband says, I'm divorcing you now, but it's not going to be, I'm writing again now, but it's not chal till 1 moment before I die. So maybe he'll die right this minute. And then she's going to be chewing truma? That's a big aveira. So therefore, that will choshesh for. What? It's not the same thing. Why? Yeah. My husband's overseas. Right? Are we choshesh? What? When I choshesh, he died. We're not choshesh. There's no choshesh.
We'll die.
What?
We know we will die.
Right. So again, I have to go back. When there's a retroactive...
We have to combine this with what
Abaye said?
Well, before Abaye. The Shah Achas. They combine it, it makes more sense. That we are choshesh that he will die.
And then...
Just before...
Just hold on for 1 second because we're going to ask a question on this. So, Amalei Rav Adar Bar Masna L'Rava, wait a minute. V'hanod, what about the barrel? The Shema Yamashu. That's a case of maybe it will break. And you know what? Upalig. There's machlokas about that. Right? Rav Meir said, I'm not choshesh that it's going to break, but everybody else said they are choshesh. So here, this is where it comes up. The Chassam Sofer asks, wait a minute, how could you compare a barrel breaking, which might not happen, with a person dying, which for sure will happen? How could you compare the two? What? It's a bari and a shema? I don't know about that. I don't want to make it more complicated, but you can't compare the possibility of a person dying, which is a definite thing that's going to happen one day, to a barrel, which could be there for a million years. Right? It's not going to break. Who said it's going to break? So, I'm not sure I understand his answer. He says as follows, that the kasha is a staged question. Not when I say staged, I mean layered. In other words, a person has a chazaka, he's mutter to eat truma. The wife is mutter to eat this truma. Also, there's a chazaka that her husband's alive. It's two chazakas. One is a chazaka that she's been eating truma all along, she can continue. Two, chazaka that the husband's alive, he'll stay alive. Three, these two chazakos go against the chazaka of maybe he'll die. Not a chazaka, the possibility. Maybe I have a chazaka that she's married and a chazaka that she's been eating truma. Those two chazakos are fighting against the possibility that he will die. Right? And what happens when he dies? She has to stop eating truma. Okay? Now, if that's true, if we're going to stop her from eating truma, because that suffix will go against two chazakas, then it'll surely go against one chazaka, which is, it'll go against one suffix, which is, maybe the barrel will break. Even though it's a more far-fetched chance, the barrel breaking is much less likely to occur than someone dying, But the case of the dying, there are two chazakas why we're going to let this keep on going. And we still are choshesh. So for sure, in a case of a barrel, even though it's not mistaber, we're going to be choshesh. It's the best I can do. The question's a lot better than the answer. Lamaisi, comparing something that's not going to happen, something that will happen. But it's the best I can do. Have a better answer? No? You're not satisfied? You don't get it. Oh, okay. So the Gemara asks the question, but wait a minute. The Gemara asks, the node is a possibility of breaking and is a machlokas, and Rava said there's no machlokas. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda midas karta, no, shiny node, a barrel's different. You know why? The efshar, the muscle, the shomer. Because you can guard it. You can't guard against somebody dying. But you can guard the barrel from breaking. So now, can you really guard a barrel from breaking? Even the Gemara knows you can't do that. Masuk floor of Mashashia and Arvach Arvitzarech. The guard needs a guard, right? You want to break something, you can break it. You can have the right. It could be put in Fort Knox. You want to get that broken, you'll get it broken. So that's not a difference. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela Amar Rava Shema Yamos Lo Chashinan. The fact that he died, I'm sorry, Shema Meis Lo Chashinan. The fact that he died, we're not choshesh. Shema Yamos, maybe he will die, that's Tanoihi. It's a machlokas Tanoim. We have that machlokas by the barrel, we have the same machlokas here. Now, you're right, I think you're right, you have to combine this idea. See, the fact of Shema Meis is because you're going to break a chazaka. That's why. There's no Shema Yamos, everybody will die. Shema Meis means that we'll go. That's the difference, by the way. The difference is because we have a chazaka that you're alive. Now, how tenuous is that chazaka? Because nobody lives forever. You're right. However, as long as the chazaka is here, we don't change it. So the chazaka is alive, so we don't change the chazaka. So we should continue reading tshuva. Aye, maybe he will die. It's not a chazaka. Everybody will die. Therefore, we have to be choshesh.
Yeah. That
there's
two reasons to eat food, right?
Right.
But once he gives her the divorce, even though it's a conditional get,
right,
doesn't that compromise somewhat her status as a woman who's allowed to eat food?
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
So then it's one against one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know. I hear you. At some time it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know, I hear you. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. It's not for the fact that Tisha B'Av will come and we have to do a blot and a half today. We'd spend more time on it. It's very difficult. Next. HaSholeach Chatasa B'Medinas HaYam. We said that if someone sends us Chatas from overseas, we will bring it again because we're not choshesh if someone died. So he's sitting in his apartment in somewhere else in New York City. We will bring his Chatas in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, assuming he's still alive. V'ha ba'ina smicha. Aye, but we require smicha. You have to do smicha on an animal. You have to lean your hands on the animal. And you can't do that from somewhere else. So Amar of Yosef, b'karban nashim. No, it's a carbon of women. And women do not do smicha. Because it says, dabru el b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara says, not b'nos Yisrael. So there's no smicha by women. So if that's true, asks the Chachmei Anglia, then why does it say, ha-sholeach chatoso, which is the Lashon of Zachar? So the answer, no, the husband sending it for the wife. The, right? Okay. Rav Papa Amar, maybe Rav Papa didn't like that answer, and therefore Rav Papa said, v'chatos ha'of. No, it's a chatos ha'of. A chatos ha'of, there is no smicha. And smicha, I needed the Mishnah to tell me three cases. Diyash me'inan get. If Ellen would have said get, then a get you could send, assuming he's still alive, mishrom de lo efshar. Because again, there's no other way for this person not to be an aguna. We don't want it to be stuck. We said we can't have a society where you can't send the get with a shliach. Can't have such a world like that. It's impossible. But aval truma efshar. Truma should eat something else. So we're not going to let her eat truma. Fine. So she'll eat other things. Aim alo. I would say no. But truma, we're not going to say there's no chashash. V'yeshmin and truma. What about truma? The zim and the lo efshar. There could be about truma. There's cases where also it's lo efshar. Where she's starving. They're very poor, and all they have is truma. So we're not going to let her eat truma. No, we're going to make her go hungry on the chashash that maybe the husband died somewhere else, and now she's not about Ashes Kohen anymore. We're not going to do that. Aval chatos ha'of, but a chatos ha'of, misveika lo la'ayil chul la'azara, where misafek, we're not going to bring chul into the azara. Tzricha, I needed you to tell me that even that will do. Now, even though Tosfos says, even though that we have a din, that when it comes to a chatos ha'of, we will bring it misafek. So Tosfos says, that's the safek of, but chatas can never be brought misafek. You have to bring a chatas misafek, it's called an asham. You can't bring a chatas misafek, but a chatas ha'of you can. Tosfos says, that's only a safek, that did you do the aveira or not? Not, are you still alive or not? That kind of safek we don't do. Now, what does it mean, so all the big hack over here, what does it mean, chulin, chulin la'zara, it's chulin. Let's say he died. Let's say he said the law of chatas, and he died. That turns it into chulin. It doesn't turn it into chulin. It turns it into, it can't be brought. It doesn't turn it into chulin. So it didn't mean chulin. It meant it's no longer a carbon. Okay. Fine. Now that we said a Mishnah that mentioned three things, the Gemara now is going to mention another Mishnah that says another three things, not really related, but it's a very fascinating Mishnah, very interesting. Shlosha Dvarim Amar Belazar ben Parta. He said three things. Lefnei Chachamim. Fikima was Dvarov. And they agreed with him. Three things they agreed with him. One. Al Ir Shei Kifa Karkom. A city that's under siege. The Goyim surrounded the city under siege. Or. V'Hasfina HaMutrefes Bayam. Or a boat that's caught in a storm. Or V'Al Hayotzei Lodun. Guy's going to trial. Going to trial. Capital crime. Right, they're picking a jury. He's going to trial. Shehein Becheskes Kaiman. All of these people are a chazaka that they're still alive. Why? Because nothing happened. The city's under siege. The boat's in a storm, and the guy's going to. Nothing happened. So why should we assume he died? We don't. But Aval Ir Shekiv Shekarkom. But if the city was already captured, or Sfina Sheav Debayam, the boat is lost. Nobody knows where it is. It's lost in the sea. Or Vayotzei Lihareg, he's going out to be killed. He's already been convicted. Then Nosten Alehem Chomre Chayim VeChomre Mesim. We give him the chumras of being alive and the chumras of being dead. What does that mean? So Mace, Bas Yisrael, a Kohen. If a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, right? So as long as they're married, she can eat truma. So we have, I'm sorry. As long as she's married, she can eat truma. So we have to assume he's dead. Because we're going to be machmer and her not let her eat truma. By the same token, Bas Kohen li Yisrael. If a Bas Kohen is married to a Yisrael, and if he's dead, she can go back to her father, assuming she has no kids, and eat truma. We're not going to let her do that. Because they're going to be machmer, maybe he's alive. Right? Both of these people, lo tocha b'truma. They can't eat truma. Right? Right. Why are we picking dafka the case of truma? Can't think of anything else. What? Is it the last Mishnah? Sometimes it's in the last Mishnah. What? Oh, what if she? What if she accepts kedushin from somebody else? That's another nafkamina. Will we allow this to be a good kedushin? The 1,000 nafkaminas. So why do we pick? Why do we pick this one? So the Ksav Sofer says, you know why? Because there are three chazak. She has three reasons why she can eat truma. Three chazakas. Number one. There's a chazaka that he's alive. There's a chazaka that she's married. She's an Eishes Ish. And a chazaka, she had a chazaka to eat truma. She had a chazaka's heter. And all, you know what? And for three chazakas, we'll undo it all. Why? Because it's a suffix. It's not really a suffix. We're mahmir that maybe he died.
So the assumption here is
whether she's the Shulchan. Right. It's 1,000 afkaminas. Like, what if she accepts kedushin from somebody else? She married to the second guy? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, lo sha, this is only true, El Bebezin Shal Yisrael, only by a Jewish Bezdin. What's only true? Only by a Jewish Bezdin do we say that will give the chumras of both. Aval, the Bezdin shall ovdei kochavim, but by a Goyish court, kivon de gomerle, dina, once has been a Gemara din for lekatla, for death, mikdal katlile. He'll certainly be put to death. Right, this is before habeas corpus and the 14th Amendment and appeals and sitting on death row. Right, it's not those days. Wasn't have that in those days. Right, a guy was convicted within a few minutes. He was put to death. So by the goyim, you can take it to the bank. By a Jewish court, not so fast. Why? Because you always try to make the chusam. So the Gemara says, is that true? Amalei Abaya, Bezdin shel Ovdei Kochavim nami mikablish shochada. The Bezdin also accepts bribes. That they do. The goyim will accept the bribe. Right? Even though we said on Daf Yud, listen to this, we said on Daf Yud that Sharkos Sha'ov de Kachavim Eino Chosman al Sheker. We said that. That on Daf Yud, that in non-Jewish court, they don't sign falsely. So who says it? The Gerish Yirachim says, that's right. The Edim don't, but the judges do. The Edim don't. A guy asks a guy to sign it, he'll sign it. It's fine, he's not going to lie. But the Dayanim will take a bribe. So I take a bribe, right? So the Gemara says, "Amalei kishakli mekame delachtam purse shanmad." That's only true before the purse shanmad. Purse shanmad, it's a machlokas. Either it means when it's like notarized and like it's, this is going to happen, it's not going to be undone. So it's until that happens, it could be bribed. Once they sign, once they stamp that document that he's going to the death, going to the electric chair, they're not undoing it. No matter how much you offer them a bribe, they can't. It's already. Others say that it means like a review, like an appeals court. Once it's reviewed by the higher judges, you can't take a bribe now. That's it. It's over. It's too late. So either one. But lebasa de michtam purse shanmad lo shakli. Once they have that, whatever it is, it's either an appeal or some kind of approval. Once that approval, you can't bribe. And then you know what? Then it goes. Now meisvei. Wait a minute. We said kol makom. We just said what? That by a Jewish court, it's not so certain. However, kol makom shiyamdu shnayim. Let's say you have two people walk into Bezin, v'yomer, and they say, me'idin anu esh ploni. We take testimony about ploni. Nigmar dina b'bezin shal ploni. That he had a nigmar din in that other Bezin. The ploni and ploni edim, and so and so and so and so were the edim. Harei ze yaharei. So we'll kill him now. Why wasn't he killed then? because he ran away. So we'll kill him right now. All right, what are you going to kill him now for? Maybe this be a zechus. Right? What are you killing him for? Maybe this is a zechus. So the Gemara answers, no, Dilma Barach Shaini. Now, if he runs away, we're not going to go out of our way to help him. The guy went out of his way. So where is it going to be zechusim for him? Not interested in zechusim for a guy who runs away. Toshma, wait a minute. Shama mi bezim shal Yisrael. If they heard about a bezim of Yisrael, shal yomrim, that they said, ish ploni mace, so-and-so died. By the way, the Rashi points out that, you know, when you didn't have veira, you got malchus. Alive, you got malchus. Some you got mitzvah, but if you got malchus. What if you did it a second time? You got malchus again. What if you did it a third time? A third time, they would lock you up and they'd forget about you. And you would die. That's the mace over here. Somebody heard that somebody died, and he died in Bezin. What do you mean he died in Bezin? He died because they forgot about him. Why? Because he did the same veira three times. It's pretty scary. Or ish ploni nerag, or so and so was put to death with one of the four mitzvot bezdin. You see, it was ishto. You can allow his wife to remarry. Why? Because he died. People have said he died. Now mikum nat ritznin shel ovde kochavim. If it was in a goyisha execution chamber, ish ploni mace, ish ploni nerag, and they heard the goyim schmoozing, hey, we killed that Jew, or either mace. Rashi says it's some. They fill up his body with dirt, or they just gave him an execution, either mace or nerag. Then al yitzei wasishto. Then he can't let his wife remarry. Now, my mace or my nerag. What do those two words mean? Mace and nerag. Elam, if it means mace mamish, the nerag mamish, that they actually forgot about him, or that they actually gave him a misa. The kavasei gabe of the kochavim. So then, by the goyim, by the case of the goyish court, amai lo yisur asishto. Why can't the wife remarry? Hakaybal, and we learned the chol masiach lefitumo. If you're talking to a goy within normal standard conversation, hey, what do you say about that? Those Yankees, and what do you say? Oh, and by the way, what's going on in your job? Oh, you know, we have put this Jew to death the other day. He did some crime. Then you believe him. So if that happened, why can't the wife remarry? If it's Mesiach Levi Tumo, we believe the guy. Why? Because he has no reason to lie. Because you're asking him about how his neighbors, how his job is doing, how his vacation's doing, what's going on in his life, and he mentions in passing that they put a Jew to death. You could believe that. We do believe that. Second, the wife can't remarry. It must mean that we're not talking about Mace and Nerag. El Olav, what does it mean? Mace Yotze Lomus. Mace means he's going. Nerag Yotze Lihareg. Nerag means he's going. He's going to the electric chair. He didn't go yet. Vikotani, and what does the Mishnah say? Bezdin Yisrael Yisrael was Ishto. We let the wife remarry by a Jewish court. We let the wife remarry. We said we don't let her remarry. We said we have a chumras. It's a stira. So the Gemara answers, it's not a stira. La'olam, meis mamish, v'nerag mamish. Really, it's mamish. Really, it means he died. And you know what? He also died. La'olam, meis mamish, v'nerag mamish. Aye, what was our question? If it's mamish, then why by the goyim doesn't it work? Aye, ukidikamar tadikavasekab yodikachavim on my low. Talk about the goyim, when the goy said, we killed this Jew, why won't we let the wife remarry? Don't we believe them? So the Gemara says, not so fast. Hani mili b'milta delo shchicha ba. When do we believe a goy? Mesiach lefitumo? When he has no shaykhis to it. Rashi uses a very great lashon. He says, delo shaykhis be she'eno tiferes lahem. They're not going to brag about it. It's not a tiferes to them. Aval b'milta de shaykhis be. It's his job. He's the guy who pulls that switch. Then, avdilach zuke shakraihu, they always want to make themselves better than they really are. They want to make themselves, you know, we're more busy, we're more great, then you can't trust them. Yeah, you ask him where he went on vacation so you could believe him. And did you see anything while you were on vacation? Yeah, I saw that this Jew died. You'll believe that guy. You can tell the wife she could remarry. This guy saw a Jew die. But if it's his job, and he gets hanah and satisfaction out of bragging about how great his job is, you can't believe it. So, we had that was a side point. The question was on the Jewish bezdin, that it was a stira, that we don't believe you. And the Gemara answers, no. He was already, no, we do. Right? We do. Okay. Now we're going to say the exact same Gemara in Ikad D'Amri. Ikad D'Amri, other had the exact opposite version. Amr of Yosef, lo shana el bebezdin shel ovdei kochavim. Everything he said is only true by a goyish court. Avol Bezin Shal Yisrael by a Jewish court, Kiva Denafik Ledina Lekatule Katule. Once there's a Bezin, once there's a death penalty, it's over. Amalei Abaya Bezin Shal Yisrael Namid Efshar Techazu Bezachusa. But wait a minute, in a Jewish court, don't we have a guy standing outside on a horse with a handkerchief? And while they're walking him to the base of Skila, if anybody has his chus, they'll wave the handkerchief and bring it back in? Don't we do that? So the Gemara says, Ki chazalei zechusa, when do we do that? Milakamed le gemardina. That's only before the gemardin. Basar gemardina. Once there's a gemardin already, sula chazalei zechusa. We don't do that anymore. All the mafarshim say, no, we do that. We do. But the chances of anything happening are so rare. It's a mamash. Milsa doloshkech at all. But you're going to find zechus now. Now the guy comes running out of the woodwork. Doesn't happen. It could happen. We'll put a guy there on the horse and wait. He'll keep on waiting. Right? We'll do that. We'll do everything we can. Nothing's ever going to happen. That's all it means.
The chances of a Jewish
100%. And once they already made that psak, it's not going to be undone. It's just not going to happen. What? It happened. It happened a few times. It's happened. Lema Messiah, maybe we could support this idea from the exact same Gemara we just mentioned. If two Edom come and say, we saw about Ploni, that he had a Gemar Din in that Bezin, Uploni and Ploni Edom, and they were his Edom. What do we say? Hareza Yahareg. So what do you see? You see that we don't, that when a Jewish court, it's final. Only by the Glacier court it's not final, by a Jewish court it's final. So the Gemara says, no, don't be Reach Shaina. If you ran away, it's different. If you ran away, that's not a riot. Because maybe if you ran away, we don't look out for you. And we try to find ways for you to, who said that it's always that way? Not always that way, so we don't have a raya that he's right. Try again. This is from the other case. Tashma. Shama mi bezin shal Yisrael. If they heard from a Jewish bezin, shahayu omrim ishponi mace, ishponi nerab. That so-and-so was mace, he died. Either they locked him up and they forgot about him, or he was actually put to death. Yisu es ishto. Then the wife could remarry. But from a Jewish, from a non-Jewish court, from a non-Jewish executioner, ish ploni meis, ish ploni neret, al yisu es ishto. The wife cannot remarry. So my meis, my neret. What do those two words mean? Ilim a meis mamish nerag mamish. If it means actual put to death, the kavose gabi of the kochavim. So then, by the case of the non-Jewish court, amai al yisu es ishto. Why can't she remarry? Hakaimla, we know. We believe him if he's lefitumo. Ella lav meis yote lamus. Meis must mean he's going out to die. And v'nerag yote laharik. And nerag means he's going out to be killed. V'katani, and the Mishnah said, b'bezin shel Yisrael, in a bezin of a Jew, a Jewish bezin, yisu es ishto. The wife could remarry. So what do you see? It's final. So Gemara says, no. La'ola meis mamish v'nerag mamish. Maybe because he actually died. And we know for sure. Ay, the kavaseh gabiov dekochav mamaylo. So the Hakabai non-Jewish court, we don't let her remarry. For Hakaimalon, the Komasiach Levitumo, Hemune Mehemni. We believe them. So the Gemara says, no, again, Hani Mili Milsa de Shaychiba. That's only if it's something that they don't care about. Aval Milsa de Shaychiba. But if it's something that they care about, Avu de Lachzuke Shikrayu. We have to assume, we have to be Choshesh, that they're exaggerating to make themselves look better. There's a rumor. There's a rumor.
Right.
We were there, we sat in the gallery, and we saw they put this guy to death.
So,
Because the Mishnah said that if someone's going out to die, they didn't see the death. They just saw him walking down the street. They're taking him. So maybe it was undone. So we heard that his name was on the docket that day in the courthouse. He was going to... Did it happen?
No,
we don't know.
Right?
We heard. And he died. So can we take it to the bank that when someone's on the docket, it's going to happen? Or maybe they'll find a reason not to do it. That's the same question. It's the same suffix. That's what we're talking about. Just like when the boat, right? The boat, the boat was, there's a storm. So everybody in the boat died? No, I have to say that. Right? But when the boat's lost and for 2 months we don't know where that boat is, maybe we could change the assumptions now. Who's surviving that? Okay, next Mishnah. The Rosh Hashanah says, what's this Mishnah doing here? What does the Mishnah say? Habeiti get be'eretz Yisrael. Back to Shlichus. Like, we just got away from that. All of a sudden, out of the blue, Mishnah, what? Rosh Hashanah says, like, what does the Mishnah do? Why would I not put this Mishnah here? Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. If somebody brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael there is no b'fon and echam, b'fon and echam, the chala and somebody and the husband sick. Oh, I'm sorry, the chala and the shliach got sick and he can't finish. He got sick. So harezeh mishalcho b'yadachar. He's allowed to give it to another shliach. I can't bring the get to her. You do it for me. V'im amar lo toli haymenu chayfetz ploni. But if the husband said, by the way, when you go to my wife and give her the get back that vase that I gave her, because I really want that back. If he says that, then lo yishalchena b'yad acher. The shliach cannot give this shlichus to somebody else. You know why? She'ein ritzon l'shepidono b'yad acher. He doesn't want somebody else. He told me to do it, right? He told me, go give that get back that vase. So he wants me to bring it back. He doesn't want other people touching my stuff, touching his stuff. The get, he has a mind, but not the objects. Kiva Eger says, why not the get? If a guy is so makbid, he should be makbid about the get. The Chazanish says even stronger, because let's say the guy loses the get. Let's say the guy loses the vaz. The Baal could say, you lost my vaz, you have to pay me for it now, no? I told you to bring it to me, you lost it. You're a posheya, it's your responsibility. There's no such din by the get. Let's say he loses the get. But they're going to make the guy now pay for the price of writing up a new get? No such thing. Taken by a chayfet, he's makbid, and by a shliach, and by a get, he's not makbid. Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves that question with Tzarachim. Doesn't make any sense. Why would a guy do that? Why would a guy be more makbid on something that could be replaced than on something that can't be replaced? Who's the Tzarachim? The Gerash Rachim says, maybe because everybody knows, because the Baal knows that the din of shliach, that since we have a guna, we don't want women to be stuck, so for shliach purposes, we'll do everything in our power to get her that get. So everybody knows that if the guy, if the shliach gets sick, you know, or he breaks his leg along the way and he can't deliver it, he can give someone else. Items? It's up to the Baal. So he could be makbid.
The implication of Mishnah, though, is that the shliach has to have a good reason.
Amar of Kahana, chalatnan. Only if he's sick. Otherwise, no way. So the Gemara says, Pshita, doesn't it say chalakatani? It says in the Mishnah, chala. Of Kahana, it's a big chiddush. Oh, look. It says in the Mishnah, no? So the Gemara says, no. Ma'adatim, I would think, who I did, afagav de lo chala. Even if he didn't get sick. Ah, if I had the tani chala, orcha de milsa katani. Just happens to be the guy got sick. No. Kamash malon, only if you really get sick. Not just, oh, you know what? I don't want to do that. You do it. No, then you can't do that. But if the guy really got sick, he broke his foot, he can't deliver it, he can have someone else do it.
He needs a doctor's
note. He needs a doctor's note, yes. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ida amale holeich. If the husband said go, afagaf delo chala. Even if he didn't get sick, nami, he should be able to appoint a second shliach. Ida amale at holeich. And if the husband said you go, then afilu chala nami lo. Even if the guy got sick, he shouldn't be able to give it to another shliach. V'yom shirmei gamliel. And if it's a shirmei gamliel, who will explain in 1 minute, afilu chala nami lo. That even if he got sick, also not. Ditanya, because we learned. Holech gets el ishti. If someone says, bring this get to my wife, harezem mishalcha b'yad acher, you can give it to someone else. You have to do it yourself? No. At holech gets el ishti. But if I say, you bring it, the husband was very specific, then harezem lo yishachena b'yad acher, then you can't give it to someone else. Rishimeng omel omer, bengach o bengach en shriach osa shriach. No matter what, you can't. So what's going on here in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, ebois eima holech v'hu dechala. Either he told him whole leg, and it happens to be he got sick. V'ibayitzema, or at holech, he told him you, but v'chola shiny. But if you get sick, it's different. Under normal circumstances, you can't give it, but if you got sick, you can. V'ibayitzema, or Rav Shirmei Gamliel, it's Rav Shirmei Gamliel, and v'chola shiny. Rav Shirmei Gamliel would agree that if you got sick, listen, the guy can't go, what am I to do? Wait 3 months till he recuperates? No. So you can have someone else do it. Tanan. The Mishnah said, "I may be get the Eretz Yisrael v'chala, hareze mashalcho b'yad acher." Right? Wait a minute. We have a brisa that says, It's a Braisa? Yeah. No, maybe it's a Mishnah. It might be a Mishnah. It might be a Mishnah. What? It's a Mishnah. Amar l'shnayim. If a guy says to two people, Amar l'shnayim, Tinu get l'ishti, give this get to my wife, or l'shlosh, or he says to three people, Kitzvu get v'tinu l'ishti. Hare'ilu yichtavu v'yitnu. They write it and give it. Inu in abo shliach lo. Only them. No one else. And our Mishnah seems to imply you can give it to someone else. So Amar Abaya, no, Hasam Taima. You know why that Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Vav says that they can't give it to anyone else? Mishum b'zayin the Baal, because the Baal's embarrassed. He can't write it himself. So listen, I have to divorce it. Do it, write it up for me. I don't want this to spread around. So don't tell anybody. That's why it's only them. Hacha Baalo Kup, he doesn't care. Now, the Abaya, it's not really Rava. My Rava said something that we were talking ourselves. Bishum the Mili Ninhu. No, because all he said over this is a huge topic. Mili Ninhu. He just said words. What did he say? Write the get. It's not shlichus. Mili lo nimseru l'shliach. Words can't be given over to a shliach. I tell you, do me a favor, write that get. You can't write and not tell someone else to do it. That's not an act of shlichus. It's just words. Really? Our Mishnah was, go give it, go bring it. Because real shliach. So real shliach can appoint another shliach. That's why it's not a stira. One second. My benayu, what's the difference between these two answers? Ikke benayu, shliach matana. What about if you send the matana? Now matana, it's written up by the recipient. So then there's no issue of I'm embarrassed. I want to give you $1,000. Write it up. I told you to write it because I'm embarrassed. I don't know how to write. No, it doesn't apply by matana. Opposed to the Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Matana Eino could get, or Shmuel Amar Matana Reu could get, but it's still a question. It's still a problem of Mili, and Mili might not be Mimser L'Shliach. So the same, the issue about Abaye and Rav, Mili, would spill over into a question of Matana. All right, so we didn't get as far as I wanted, but we got pretty close. Hopefully tomorrow morning we'll finish up. Like I said, Tisha B'Av will be with Abel, and then Mirtz Hashem Monday morning. If Mashiach does not come, we will be back. Well, even if he does, we'll be back here Monday morning with the next Daf. Everyone have a good Shabbos. 8:10. Tomorrow's 8:10.